Welcome to Let's Do a Radio Fifth Sunday Service, October 30th, 2022. I am Miss Inez, broadcasting to you worldwide. Sunday Service, listeners, when he calls me, I will answer. When he calls me, I will obey. I will be somewhere listening for my name. I don't know what you've come to do, but I've come to praise his name. If you are able to open your eyes today and say, thank you, Jesus. If you were able to take a breath today, say, thank you, Jesus. If you were able to roll over and get out of bed today, say, praise the Lord. If you were able to say, I thank God for another day. Yes, I thank God for another day. We want you all to give God a praise and praise the Lord and thank him for another day. Now that I have said this and have stirred you all up, because I can hear you out there running down the hall and praising the Lord and giving him a hallelujah and thank you, Jesus, and everything else you can think of, let's receive Pastor W.F. Pry Jr. from Grace Temple Church of God in Christ out of Yakima, and let's give him a round Fifth Sunday spiritual applause as he greets us today. Welcome, 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 Pastor Pry Jr.
Praise the
Lord. Yes, thank you. The devil was making it hard for me. It's like, okay, I scheduled it for the wrong day. I did it yesterday instead of today, so I'm scrambling in the back trying to, oh, Lord Jesus, hope nobody, you know, doesn't call in and everything. So I got it together. So I hear Pastor Pride out there as well as another faithful listener is out there listening, and you're welcome this evening. So thank you, thank you, thank you. But we want you to greet us, Pastor Pride, and then either you or whoever you have designated, give the either invocational prayer and scripture.
Amen. This evening we greet you in the mighty name of Jesus, and
yes.
We always say the Lord is good, and not only that, but he wants us to be good as well. That is words from Mother Florence, my mother. But again, we greet you today, and we praise God for what the Lord has done, is doing, and going to do. And so all of you that are listening, you may be listening to this radio broadcast on the planet, we pray that the Spirit of God move in your home and move, and most of all, in your heart and your life, wherever you may be right now. We pray in Jesus' name that you would
feel and
be touched by the anointing of Jesus Christ. And the same Jesus that said to that centurion, Turin spoke and said, you don't have to go to my house. You don't have to know my address. You don't have to know what the condition is. But just send the word.
Well,
we send the word.
Yes,
now,
send the word.
Video airways to cities around this planet. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen.
Our scripture is coming from this evening from the book of Jeremiah. And Jeremiah chapter 1, and just a few verses where it reads, the words of Jeremiah,
mm-hmm.
I'm the son of Micaiah of the priests that were in Antelope in the land of Benjamin, to whom the word of the Lord came in the days of Josiah, the son of Amon, king of Judah, in the 13th year of his reign. And it also came also in the days of Jehoram, the son of Joshua, king of Judah, until the end of the 11th year of Zechariah, and the son of Josiah, son of Judah, and unto the carrying away of Jerusalem captive in the fifth month. And then verse 4, then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, in other words, and then it reads on from there. So for your listening and for your study, you just continue that first chapter of Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 1 through 19. May God bless the hear, read, and do of his holy and righteous word. Amen.
Yes, yes, amen. We're going to have a song by the GMWA Youth Mass Choir when he calls me. And so that pertains to what we'll be hearing today when he calls me. Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Thank you. for it.
Have your headphones on? Are you going to be in your quiet place? Are you going to be listening for that still small voice? What are you going to be doing out there? Can you answer that question? Probably not, because you don't know where you're going to be when you get that call. But you know, today we have a man who's going to tell us about another man who was listening and who answered, and that is the man by the name of Pastor W.F. Pride Jr. He's been pastoring and serving the Lord and has been a beacon in his community of Yakima, Washington, for longer than I have been around. And if you know, can guess that, excuse me? And if you can guess that, you're doing really good. He is a
Amen.
Man of God, and his words speak for themselves. So please,
thank you.
Let the man of God let the rain down from heaven.
Thanks.
Put your hands together and give this a hand praise, because you know what? He's going to do it for us. He is going to make it rain,
Lord.
And it's not going to be money either. It's going to be the word from heaven. So let's put our hands together as he comes forward.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God.
And let's all say, preach the word. Preach the word. Pastor Pride. Pastor Pride. Amen.
God bless you.
I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Oh, I
come on
woke
now.
Up this morning with my mind stayed on
come
Jesus.
On.
Oh, I woke up this morning with my mind
where was it?
Stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
God, hallelujah. Oh, I'm walking and talking with my mind stayed on Jesus. Oh, I'm walking and talking with my mind
come on now.
Stayed on Jesus. Oh, I'm walking and talking with my mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Again, we greet you, radio family, in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Yes.
So, Sonez,
yes,
we
yes.
thank you for all that you do and the service
thank
that you render unto the Lord, and most of all, the service that you render us as well, and that's all of your radio family.
Yeah, thank you.
But
thank
so
you.
We're grateful to the Lord for the opportunity to be able not only just to share, but to be able to come together as we are now. I said this
yeah.
morning appointing service as I brought a word from the Lord that when I think about the radio, it reminds me of when I was a boy growing up in the South. We didn't have TV. We didn't have any of these fancy laptops and internet. We didn't have any of that. But we had an old-fashioned radio. And that mm-hmm. radio, we would gather around and listen to some of those gospel programs. And I can name off many of those artists that did radio back in that time. But my point of it is, this reminds me of that. This reminds me that when your computers go down and your laptop, all of these other technologies, they're of no use. We still have radio. Hallelujah, somebody.
Yes,
and I think
yes.
We didn't have all these stations. We had one station, and that was AM. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
But we're grateful to the Lord, needing for the opportunity to be able to come to you in this manner. Amen to that. And to
Amen.
Do and to bring what does to the Lord. Again, our scripture, as we read earlier, coming into the broadcast from Jeremiah, if you will, chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. And that's where our sermon is coming from this evening. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask now that you would use these lips of clay. I can do nothing on my own. But you said we could do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And, Father, we pray now as one are listening, oh God, all over the planet. We send the Spirit of God to all those ones in Africa and where they're fighting over there in parts of Russia, Ukraine, and all those in parts of Florida where floodwaters have taken over here a few weeks back. And Father, we pray in Jesus' name that your Spirit and your Word would go into all of these, the hedges and highways. Father, thank you for dying, going to do this day, this night, this last day, oh God. Here we are in October, oh God. And now we're slowly just a step into November. Father, thank you for you have truly been good to us. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
I want to get right into the word of this evening. But before I do that, I want to just bring a nugget to you, if you will. And on Wednesday night, we had our Bible studies, and it was really powerful. And the title just of the Bible studies, and I won't go into all of that, but the title of it was Handling the Word of God. And God showed me that there were certain ways we as people of God are able to unlock, not only just because it's not a mystery, but unlock the Word of God that will benefit us. It reminded me of that when I was a boy, we used to have a key called a skeleton key. And that key, I remember vividly that my mother had put it on a string, and she had it. I had it around my neck so I wouldn't lose it. And I was at school doing what we do and all that. And when I got ready to leave from recess that evening and then go home, the key wasn't on my neck, and I was frightened. How am I going to get in the house? Everybody is dependent on me because I'm the first one there in the evening to let everyone in, and I don't have the key. And so I, being a boy like most boys are, I was very afraid, and I went home and I couldn't break in and I couldn't go through the windows and I couldn't go through the roof. But I remember that Miss Brown down the street, she was always home, stay at her mom, and so I walked down to her house and I told her, Miss Brown, I said, I locked my key inside. I said, but can I borrow your key to unlock our door? And I promise I'll bring it right back. And her words were, bring it right back. I took her key, went down to our house, unlocked our door, took her key back, and then that's taken care of that situation. The Word of God is the same way. It's no mystery, no secret. We have the key to the Word of God, and many of us are living underneath that because we don't know or we have not been taught how to unlock the Word. Just a few of handling
the Word of God, Isaiah 55:9-11. And it's just a statement that I laid out on Wednesday night. The Bible is the mind of God put into print so that man can know his ways, his character, his attitude, and his power. Scripture teaches us how to know God, how to relate to him, how to be forgiven, and how to live successfully and die on a cross. Did you hear me this evening? In other words, these scriptures teach us about how we handle the Word of God, not as it might have been written in Jeremiah 2,000 plus years ago, but what it says to us today, because the Bible says the Word of God and Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah, somebody. And it says it back.
Amen.
So the Word of God is alive right now. With all of this that's going on the planet, all of this political, ungodly thing that's going on, God's word is still the same. It's still, amen, and again, Scripture teaches us how to know God, how to relate to him, how to be forgiven, and how to live successfully and die unafraid. Come on, somebody. There's death all around but imagine.
Come on.
Die unafraid. In other words, not guessing about where I'm going to spend eternity. Not trying to figure out if Jesus really came. If he really died, if he really rose from the grave. We know all this took place because this was God's plan. Hallelujah, somebody. So these are just a few nuggets this evening that you can make notes of. And as you go through your Bible study, you can write them and you can study them as a way of understanding and handling the Word of God.
Yes,
Let me get into the message tonight. I want to talk about, for a few moments, if you will, answering the call. Answering the call. The rabbis, they called Jeremiah the weeping prophet. They said he began wailing the moment he was born. Can you just imagine? Born as a baby and not crying because of any other situation other than that was his autobiography. He was called that all through his life as the weeping prophet. I can remember one of my boys some years ago, Willie, named after me, used to cry. And he was born premature, and he's over 50 now, and he's more premature, but he was in a hospital for about 3 or 4 weeks, and my wife came home at the time. He had to stay, but as he got bigger, he came home. The very first week that he came home, he cried night and day. I don't mean just cried stop. He cried so that no one in our home at that time slept. He constantly cried. My wife was giving him, breastfeeding him, and all of that. And he wasn't satisfied. He continued to cry. And he had a set of lungs that when he cried, even as a month-old baby, it just woke up everybody, kept everybody just disturbed. My grandmother came by the house after she hadn't seen the baby, came by the house about a week or two later. And when she came, she walked in the door, and she looked at me, and she saw the bags under my eyes, and she saw that everybody else was just kind of out of it. She said, "What's the matter, son?" I said, "Grandma," I called her Big Mama. I said, "Big Mama," I said, "Willie has been crying ever since we brought him from the hospital." She said, "Where is it?" I said, "He's in his bed." He just wild. And so she walked in, and she picked him up and looked at him, and she came back into the room where we all were sitting around because we didn't know what to do, especially with being young parents. And she said, "Well, do you have any cereal, any oatmeal in the kitchen?" I said, "Yeah, Big Mama, there's some." And that's what I called my grandmother, Big Mama. She wasn't big. Hallelujah, somebody. She went into the kitchen, and she took some of the oatmeal that we had in the box and took it down, and she took some of that breast milk that my wife had jarred up She boiled that, and she put that that oatmeal into that that milk, and then she took the nipple, and she put some big holes, bigger than they were inside the nipple. Came into the room and picked him up. Picked him up. She took and put that bottle in his mouth. He drank one. Then he drank two. Oh, you know what? He drank three, and he was out of it. In other words, he couldn't tell us that what his needs were. He couldn't tell us that. He couldn't tell us that that little breast milk was not enough to fill him up. But when Grandma saw that there was a need, and she recognized the need that the boy was hungry, and so therefore we were able to get some sleep until this day. We always remind him of that story. And Jeremiah was much the same way. As a child, he was coaxed into this being a weeping prophet. Not weeping. They said he began wailing the moment he was born. When Mike Alingo presented him, he presented him in a posture of despair. He looks like a man who has wept so long that he has no tears left to shed. Drawing of his picture, his face is turned to one so long as he has no tears left. His shoulders are hunched forward, weighed down by the sins of Judah. His eyes also are cast down, as if he can no longer bear to see God's people suffer. His hand covers his mouth. Perhaps he has nothing left to say. His name was Jeremiah. That is the picture of the one that our scripture is coming from today.
Mm-hmm.
The words of Jeremiah, son of Haggai, was one of the priests. The words of the Lord came to him in the 13th year of the reign of Joshua of the son of Amos. Amen, somebody. He was a preacher's son. Oh, his father, Hezekiah, was a priest. He was born in a small village, close enough to Jerusalem to see the walls, but at the edge of the wilderness where the land slopes down to the Dead Sea. He labored as God's prophet for 40 years, from 627 B.C. to sometime after 586 B.C. Four decades is a long time to be a weeping prophet. You would say, well, what was this message about? He was always weeping. Hallelujah. I know several preachers, even today, that I've known back in the day, they had a tied tongue. In other words, some of you may not be familiar with that, but they couldn't speak very plainly. And their words, when they came out, they were kind of like you couldn't quite understand even what they were saying. But do you not know when they came to that pulpit and they stood behind that pulpit, hallelujah, and opened up the word of God, every word they spoke was as fluent more so than mine is right now. Why? Because the Spirit of God would be upon them as they open up the book, which is the Word of God, which many, many of us even now have turned our back on and don't even read our Bible. It's amazing to me. I asked a lady to pray here a couple months ago. She prayed, Lord, lay me down to sleep. I said, sister, that ain't no prayer. She said, well, we was talking about that. I said, Lord, sister, I want you to pray. I don't want this. See, we have decided to kind of so watered down that they will just about agree and take anything, whether it's fake news, false news, or somebody just blowing news out the side of their head. Jeremiah lived when Israel was tossed around by three great powers. He lived at a time where the people were in despair. But Jeremiah's suffering began not with just any call, but with a divine call. The Bible says the word of God came, and he says, the word of God came to me saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nation. God did wonderful things for Jeremiah before he was even born. Just imagine that, sisters and brothers. God got every hand numbered on your head. Oh, we say if you lose one of them, even with the hairdresser, even with the weed, God knows how many you got left. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He was set apart, and he was appointed him as a prophet to the nation. He did all this long before Jeremiah knew his breath or knew at that time of what he was going to do. God knew that.
Yeah.
God knows even right now with all of this discord around this nation right now, God already knows what's going to happen in another 8 days or 10 days as far as this political arena is concerned. God already knows.
Mm-hmm.
All these naysayers and all this other stuff, God already knows where America is going and what it will take and what it's going to take to get America back to God.
Going
to take a prophet like Jeremiah. Going to take a prophet weeping for the nation. He did all this before Jeremiah drew his first breath. The call of Jeremiah is rich in its doctrinal and practical content. Among its important teachings are the following. God is the Lord of life. God formed Jeremiah in the womb. Hallelujah, somebody. God had biological parents, of course. Jeremiah did. But God himself fashioned him, knit him together in his mother's womb, telling truth to ask where their babies had came from, but they came from God. Birth is not our beginning. Not even conception is our real beginning. God has a personal knowledge of the individual that proceeds before conception. Before I form you in your mother's womb, God says, I knew you. This is a strong, intimate Hebrew word for know that is also used to describe sexual intimacy between husband and wife. He says, I knew. Hallelujah. They're talking about abortion and fighting over abortion and fighting over this in terms of abortion. But here God is saying, I knew you even before you were formed in the belly. What a beautiful thing for God to say to his children.
Amen.
I loved you and cared for you in eternal past. I made a personal commitment to you even before you were born. Hallelujah. I've been saying all over, now that I'm over 70 plus, I've been saying to many that know me, especially around the city, I'm just now getting started. What do you mean?
Well,
you're 70 plus, and you do, yes, I am. I've been in scripture where most of those prophets of old, Moses and Abraham and others, they did not start their life until they were 70. God did not call Moses to go up and see the burning bush. Where God spoke him to the bush until he was 70 years old. And many other of the patriarchs that we know of and have read about and heard about, they did not get started until they had gotten to that age in their lives. What about now? What's different with today? Hallelujah, somebody. We do not choose God before God chooses us. If you want to know who you are, you have to know who you are. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
When did God choose him? The prophet was set apart before he was born. While Jeremiah was being carried around in his mother's womb, God was making preparations for his salvation and his ministry. To set something apart is to sanctify it or to dedicate it to a holy service. Long before Jeremiah was born, God chose him and consecrated him for ministry. I feel that in my own life as well. Given the intimacy of God's knowledge of Jeremiah, it is appropriate for Jeremiah to address him with the title Sovereign Lord. He not only forms his people in the womb, he sets them apart for salvation from all eternity. God's choice is not unique to Jeremiah.
It is true for every believer. This is known as the doctrine of divine election. You did not choose me, Jesus said to his disciples, but I have chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit, John 15 and 16. Praise be to God and our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, for he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. Ephesians 1, 3 through 4. This promise is for the whole church. Therefore, it is for the comfort of every Christian. God not only knows you, he chose you. And he did so long before you ever were conceived. Praise the name of Jesus.
Amen. It
your life didn't start with Jeremiah. Jeremiah's salvation didn't start with Jeremiah. Jeremiah's truth didn't start with Jeremiah. He entered the world and which the essential parts of his existence were already ancient history. So do we. God knows all about it.
Yes,
Everything has a calling today. There's a general call, of course, to believe in Jesus Christ. But everyone who believes in Christ also has a special calling to a particular sphere of obedience and ministry. Jeremiah was not just set apart for salvation. He was set apart for vocation. God had something to do. The prophet had a mission to accomplish and a message to deliver to his generation. Much like we have now. I would say today, hallelujah. Are you witnessing to your neighbors? Are you telling others that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life? Or are you calling them fake sayers and all of this other fake stuff that's going on around the planet trying to figure out what's going to happen next? One of our members said to me the other day, she said, Pastor, did you hear about what happened down in, might have been Texas or Alabama or Michigan? I said, no. She said, you don't watch the news. She said, they shot up a bunch of... I said, so I don't watch the news. I said, but I appreciate you sharing with me the news of the day. But I got better news than that. That we serve a God that's got all power in his hand. We got a God that's call upon. We got a God whose telephone line is never busy. But to be a prophet to the nations also includes announcing God's judgment. By the time he began ministry, Jeremiah had pronounced a divine sentence of judgment that will fall on every nation from Ammon to Babylon. Just all the nations would receive God's sovereign grace. All nations are subject to God's severe justice, just like it is today. I was sharing with my wife just a couple three or four months ago that as I read through my Bible, as I understand a little bit about biblical history and a little bit about American history, do you not know that all through the Bible, it is not mentioned anywhere that the United States is a part of what the world will be in the future to come? Oh, I hope I scared the hell out of you, because we need to understand that America is not just your home. America is not the place where you are going to spend eternity. Just imagine. All these wars that did cause this nation not being the nation that many of us have put our lives and many generations have put their lives into, it ain't going to be the same. Oh, hallelujah, somebody. I know the truth hurts. Hallelujah. Jeremiah's calling is not for everyone. First chapter of Jeremiah is mainly about his call for his time. Not your call for your time, but you have a call. God not only knows you and chose you, he has a plan for your life. Perhaps you're still trying to figure out what God's plan is for you. Many Christians, as we go into the holiday season, hallelujah, are trying to figure out how I'm going to get more stuff, how I'm going to get that Christmas gift, how I'm going to get more money to try to buy those things to make
once happier. But I'm here to tell you, to see, it's not about you, but it's about Jesus. Whose birthday are we celebrating? It ain't Martin Luther King's birthday. It ain't the president's birthday. But it's Jesus' birthday. If you really want to get caught up in the spirit of the holiday, do something for Christ. Do something for Jesus. Make him, give him a present. And not the physical present, but give him your time and your love and give him the things that are of God and not of yourself. Everything you already know God wants you to do. You can't expect to be ready for God's call or even to recognize God's call unless you are obeying what God has already revealed to you. You don't need an angel to appear to you like he did to Mary and Joseph. You don't need an angel that appeared when Jesus was baptized in the Jordan River and then the voice that an angel spoke. You don't need that.
Come on.
Unless you obey what God has already revealed to you, this includes the obvious, but that spending time in prayer, spending time in Bible study, serve the people with whom you live, remaining active in the worship of the church and being God's witness in this world, not the world to come. Second, ask God to reveal his will in your life. If you ask, he has promised to answer. If any of you lack wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given unto him, James 1:5. Jeremiah knew that God knew what God wanted him to do. Yet even after he received his divine call, he was still a tyrant. Serving God. I do not know how to speak, he says. I'm only a child, Jeremiah 1:6. Jeremiah had two main objectives to becoming a prophet. His lack of reverence and his lack of experience. To paraphrase it, wait a second, Lord, about this whole prophet to the nation. It doesn't sound like that great idea, Prophecy is not only one of my spiritual gifts, as you know. I'm getting a C in the synagogue because I'm just a teenager, Jeremiah said. Was Jeremiah modest, faithless? Was he right for him to object to God's call? A good way to answer those questions is to compare Jeremiah with other prophets. Later, the Lord reaches out his hand, touches Jeremiah 1:9. This reminds us of Isaiah's experience when he says, the Lord seated on the throne, high and exalted, and the train of his robe filled the temple, Isaiah 6:1. Isaiah had one or two doubts about his call, but his doubts were different. Isaiah's main problem was that he had a guilty conscience. Woe to me, I cried. I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among the people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the King, the Lord God Almighty. Isaiah 6:5. Isaiah did not doubt his ability. He doubted his integrity. Hallelujah. But when that angel or that seraphim flew from Isaiah's lips with a last call, he said, did he? This has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away and your sin atoned for. Isaiah 6:7. Isaiah's experience was somewhat different from Jeremiah. When God touched Jeremiah's lips, it was not to take away his sin. It was to give him God's word. I say today, does he walk with you? Does he talk with you? Can you tell him that you are his very own? Hallelujah. I've never been elaborate, Jeremiah said. Never in the past nor since you have spoken to my servant. Exodus 4:10. I am slow of speech. Unlike Isaiah, Moses doubted his competence rather than his righteousness. Jeremiah's doubt find an echo. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, they do. They're signing their soul like many of us today. God did much the same thing to Jeremiah. To put it plainly, he said, don't give me that stuff. Do not say, I am only a child. You must go to everyone I send you to and say whatever I command you, Jeremiah 1 and 7. Then the Lord reached out his hand, touched my mouth, and said to me, now I have put my word in your mouth, Jeremiah 1 and 9.
Mm-hmm.
God did not disqualify Jeremiah on the basis of his youth or lack of experience. In fact, he treated him the same way he treated Moses. He did not deny the basis for the prophet's objection. He did not argue with Jeremiah about speaking celibacy about his age. Jeremiah may have had reasonable doubts, but God exposed humility for what it really was, a life of faith. Jeremiah had forgotten that God is not limited by human reason. God himself possesses everything that Jeremiah needs to answer his call, just like you and I. Always say that God is looking for what you need. And a young preacher said to me a few years ago, he said, I want to be a pastor. I want to be a minister. But see, he was looking at me and others because of maybe we had a nice car. Maybe we had a nice Maybe we, maybe saw us, you know, maybe going to breakfast every now and then. But whatever it was, he did not know our story. He did not know the suffering and the tears and the sleepless nights and the prayers and all of this that had been prayed not to get what you got, but for others that many were not able to pray for themselves. God himself possesses everything Jeremiah needs. That's his call, just like you and I. He's given you everything that you need for what he's called you to do. This radio station. We have everything we need. Just I believe that. Why? Because the foundation of where this station started from, hallelujah, it was a solid foundation, a foundation where others believe just in what we are doing even at this very hour. Come on, somebody. Does not mean that your gifts and abilities do not matter. When you're trying to figure out what God wants you to do with your life, there are many this next year and another month or two that will be trying to figure out what will 2023 behold for me. What direction is it going to take me? What am I going to do about this or that? It doesn't matter. If you do not know what God is calling you to do, take an honest look at the gifts he has given you. If necessary, ask us to help you figure out what your gifts are.
Yeah.
Nobody has to tell you. Maybe you need to be teaching a Sunday school class instead of in the choir. Maybe you need to be, instead of being standing at the front door. Hallelujah. Maybe you need to sit down and just come to Bible studies on Wednesday night and be there for Sunday school at 10 o'clock every Sunday morning. But see, but once you know what God has called you to do, trust him to equip you to do it. God equipped Jeremiah to be an international prophet in some amazing way. He was a great scholar. He was a man of learning. He was able to converse in the fields of politics, economics, theology, all of that. If God has actually called you to a particular job, then he will do what he did for Jeremiah. He will give you everything you need to do the job. Hallelujah. If you think you know what the Lord wants you to do with your life, look busy, trusting him to give you the grace to answer his call. Once God has issued his divine call and dealt with you, hallelujah, he'll give you a commission. You must go to everyone, he says in Jeremiah 1, 7 through 8. You must go to everyone I send you to and say whatever I command. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you and will rescue
mm-hmm. yes,
God's
yes.
promise to rescue Jeremiah is a bit worse. Rescue from what, you would say? Well, look what happened to our speaker, Nancy Pelosi's husband, just a few days ago. Hallelujah. That man was going in there, not only just to disrupt their home, but possibly to kill them. Oh, praise the name of Jesus. But I'm glad tonight that we serve a mighty God. The promise suggests that the prophet will fall into a grave danger. And I want to let you know, people, we're in danger right now. I don't know why that man went in there and was going to kill the speaker and her husband. But I do know tonight, my sisters and brothers, if you're standing up for Jesus, if you're proclaiming the word of God, you are in danger. I didn't say just going to the building and just coming out of the building the same way you went in. But if you are doing what God has called you to do at this very hour, you are in danger. But I'm so glad that Jesus said, with all of this that's going on around us, he made us a promise. He said, I'll be there with you. I'll walk with you. I'll talk with you. And not only that, I'll send the Holy Ghost. And it will be inside of you and lead you and guide you into all truth and righteousness. God does not promise that Jeremiah has nothing to fear. And I tell you tonight, you have a lot to fear, but be not afraid. But he does not command him not to be afraid, but he does promise him that he'll rescue him. The reason Jeremiah did not need to be afraid was that he had the promises of God's presence. I said tonight to my radio family, do you have the promises of God tonight? Don't play around now. Always say, don't fool me now. But do you have the promise?
My Lord.
The Lord gave him the same promise that he gave to Moses, that he gave to Joshua and to all his children. He says, I'll be with you. Once there was a man who understood
my Lord. Thank you, Master.
The prophet's permission and the comfort of God's presence. He was an evangelist. God used
my Lord.
He knew to the Columbian church during the 1980s and the 1990s. Since he was an enemy of the drug cartel, his life was in constant danger until he was finally gone down and killed. Yet, shortly before he died, he said, I know that I'm immortal until I finish the work that God intends for me to do.
My Lord.
God's servants are intended or indeed immortal until they have completed their service.
Yes, Master.
Oh, not only did Jeremiah have God's presence at his side, he also had God's word on his lips. Then the Lord reached out his hand and touched my mouth and said to me, now I have put my words in your mouth, Jeremiah 1:9. This is another correction between Jeremiah and Moses. God promised that he would raise up a prophet for his people like Moses. I will put my words in his mouth, and I will
help
tell
us, Master.
I command him, Deuteronomy 18 and 18. Whatever Jeremiah spoke in God's name, God was the one doing the talking. I don't know about whoever wrote the book of Jeremiah. From one point of view, it contains the words of the scripture that the words of Jeremiah, oh, hallelujah.
Help us, Master.
from another point of view. These are the words of God himself. The word of God came to me. Hallelujah. The Bible is never embarrassed to speak this way. There's a meaningful sense in which the words of Jeremiah are recorded in pages of the Old Testament. The book of Jeremiah gives us a glimpse of the personality and the experience of the man. Oh, praise his name. Jeremiah 1 and 10.
Yes.
That he speaking on God's behalf. God is sovereign over the nation, and he rules them by his word. Let me say that again tonight. God is the ruler over the nations and kingdoms, and that he's speaking, hallelujah, over the world right now. Once when I was interviewed by a pastoral search committee, I was asked if I was easily intimidated. The church, hallelujah, they were just a powerful ministry, and I just felt maybe God tested me there. And they said, would you feel comfortable preaching to so-and-so? I was asked before taking time to think about my answer. I blurted out, yes, I'll preach to the Queen of England. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I think it was a good answer, but they sure didn't want me. Hallelujah. God rules the nations of this world by his word. Those who have been appointed to preach the word have a spiritual authority over the nation. The Lord instructed Jeremiah to be a bold prophet, not because of his preaching ability or because of his age and his experience, but because he was called to speak God's own words. Let me hurry here now. It was not always easy for Jeremiah to speak God's word. His commission was not always, and it was dangerous sometimes. It was often aggressive. We have already been given a clue that the book of Jeremiah does not have a happy ending. It ends with the people of Jerusalem being sent into exile. Thus, the book of Jeremiah is a tragedy rather than a comedy. It's about unveiling of a nation. It is of a sad story of a decline of God's people from faith to idolatry to exile. And I see this in America tonight. Oh, praise the name of Jesus. Look at the turmoil that's going on around this nation even right now. Oh, hallelujah. The spiritual problems we face at the dawn of this century. Hallelujah. Jeremiah found depression over 2,500 years ago. The discouragement of the ministry is evident even today. Oh, praise the name of Jesus. But grace will have the last word when the enemies have been torn down and plowed under. God will start afresh. He will begin a new work. He will build and he will plant. He will bring renewal out of desolation. Thanks be to God. Oh, praise the name of Jesus. Now, God builds that same resurrection power into the life of every believer. First, the Holy Spirit uproots and tears down sin in your heart. And then he plants faith and builds obedience into your life. And just like Jeremiah, oh, praise the name of Jesus, God has known you from all eternity. He's set you apart for a new life in Christ. If God has done that for you, will you go wherever he tells you? Will you say whatever he tells you to do? Will you turn up to be a dangerous commission by following Jesus? I'm glad tonight. Jesus, the mighty Lamb of God. Jesus, Mary's baby. Jesus, the one that came down for generations. And when he came down, oh, praise his name, he said to us, and he's saying right now, it is not me, but it's my Father that's working through me. I know my time has run out. Hallelujah. But I'm on the road right now. Can't stop now. Hallelujah.
Go on. Keep on going.
I come that you might have life and life more abundantly. Mm-hmm. I come that you might have joy. Oh, hallelujah, and unspeakable joy. I know I got to close now. I know they're going to turn me off, but I'm going to keep on preaching.
I'm going to keep on telling
the story of Jesus.
Lord.
The mighty Lamb of God, the one who led them from God, the one they
placed
in the cold dark room,
thank you, Master.
That stayed there all night,
Lord. Thank you, Master.
That got up from the grave early Sunday morning.
My Lord.
Not gold power, not red power, but Holy Ghost power.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh,
thank you, Lord.
I'm trying to go to my chair now, but I can't
thank
get
you,
there.
Master.
I got to tell you
thank
that
you.
Jesus, he rose
Jesus.
From the dead. Oh, yes,
yes he did.
Got
thank
on
you, Lord.
Went back to glory.
Thank you, Master.
Told his disciples, I go to prepare
thank you,
a place
thank
for
you. Thank you, Master.
No suffering, no more goodbyes. I go to prepare a mansion for you. Aren't you glad tonight? You got
yes,
a home.
Yes, Master. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
You got a home where Jesus
thank
is.
You, Lord.
Oh, thank you, Lord. He's just a home.
Yes.
It's real as we go into this next
thank
year.
You, Lord.
It's real. It's real. Hey. In Jesus.
Hallelujah. In my soul.
In
hallelujah.
Jesus. In Jesus' name.
In
amen.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank
help
you. Thank
us,
you.
Lord Jesus.
Thank you.
I feel better.
Thank you. Yes.
So much
yes. Pastor.
Help us, Lord
yes.
Jesus.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yes. We'll have invitations to Christian discipleship.
Praise the name of Jesus.
Reverend Carolyn, you want to do invitation to Christian discipleship for Pastor
please.
Bride?
Please.
Amen.
Reverend
praise
Carolyn.
The Lord.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. I didn't get all, but I got enough. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
So there may be. Hallelujah. We thank God for the word tonight.
There may be one,
there may be two, maybe some that has tuned
mm-hmm.
in and heard the word of the Lord and hearts has been pricked
yes.
and minds has been stirred
yes,
to mm-hmm. come to know this Master, this Savior, this one we give hallelujahs to, the one who deserve it, the one whom we praise. There may
yes,
be one tonight
yes.
that don't know him,
yes.
hallelujah,
Lord,
Jesus Christ. God's only son in the pardon of their sins. Hallelujah.
Lord,
no matter
mm-hmm.
if you knew him before, no matter where you're at, no matter what you've done, doing
mm-hmm.
right now, you can come back
yes.
home. Hallelujah. For
yes,
his arms
yes,
are stretched out wide. Hallelujah. To receive
yes,
anyone that will come. He said he will
yes,
not
Lord.
Push you away. He will not cast you out. He will not throw you away. People might throw you away, but Christ Jesus will never throw you away. Hallelujah. He
mm-hmm.
came and he gave his life
yes.
for you
yes,
and for
yes.
I, that we may live with him
yes.
eternity. Hallelujah. Anyone
yes,
who calls
yes.
upon the name of the Lord, thou shalt be saved.
Yes,
amen. So
mm-hmm.
if there's one tonight, call in, unmute your phone and say, I don't know this Jesus, but what I've heard tonight
mm-hmm.
has pricked
oh,
my
yes,
heart,
Lord.
Has stirred me, has drawn me to I want to know
mm-hmm.
this man, hallelujah, from Galilee,
yes.
from Galilee, who
yes.
went to the cross for my sins. He knew no sin. It
yes.
was mine that he went to that cross for. If there's one tonight, unmute your phone and give us your name and tell us where
amen.
You're calling from,
amen.
And we'll pray the
amen.
Prayer of salvation with you. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you,
yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
Yes, Master.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, Master. Thank
hallelujah.
You, Lord.
Mm-mm. Jeremiah answering the call. Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
From Jeremiah, the first book of in Jeremiah, chapter 1. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord.
Known as the weeping prophet. Yes.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You, thank you.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Thank
my
you.
Lord,
amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
we're going
you,
out for the call
Christ
one day anyway. Glory
yes,
to God.
Yes,
yes. Hallelujah.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
my Lord.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you,
I'm
you,
glad
you.
My mind is made up. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I heard him beckoning and calling me. Hallelujah. To humble myself
yes.
and come before him and live for him. And I'm
oh,
glad I made up my mind. Hallelujah. And
yeah,
I won't turn
yeah.
back.
Thank
hallelujah.
You, thank you.
Because I'm going
amen.
To see my Jesus one day. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord God.
Glory.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Getting us started up again now. Getting us started up again.
Hallelujah.
Start it up.
I just hear those
yeah.
words. I got my mind made up, and I won't
yeah.
turn back because I'm going to see my
oh,
Jesus.
Yes,
one day,
yes.
so many people
yes.
don't have a made-up mind, but you
my
better get your mind
made
up.
Made up. Yes.
Better choose who
got
you're going
to
serve,
right
who you're going to live
yes.
for.
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
yes,
Master.
Yes.
Thank you, Master.
Yes.
Ooh, glory to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Master.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you.
Master,
thank
I love you, Lord.
You.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord.
Thank you, thank you.
My God.
I know that's right. I know that's right. I know we have
thank
Dr.
You.
Lula on the line as well. You out there, Dr. Lula?
I am here. Thank you so much. I just wanted to ask the saints to pray for the young lady that was on the line with us approximately three to 4 weeks ago, Angela Greer. She's been turned over to hospice, but I know people personally that was turned over to hospice and lived in hospice, and they walked out of hospice.
Yes,
oh, yes.
Yes,
and that,
yes,
that was because of this same God that we serve. And
yes.
they told her that she had 6 months to live, but God
mm-hmm.
caused life. And
yes.
he is the God that healeth thee, saveth thee, forgiveth thee, and delivereth thee.
That's the
and,
word.
So just call her name. There's people that have had cancer 40 years ago, and they up running
mm-hmm.
and jumping
mm-hmm.
and
that's right.
and everything
still
else.
Still preaching and still saying,
so
that's right.
Yes, whatever his will is what we want, the will of the Father.
Hallelujah.
And
glory.
Just remember
hallelujah.
Her name, Angela Greer.
Yes.
Do you mind saying a prayer for her? Do you mind saying a
what's
prayer for
name?
Her, Dr. Lula?
Please.
Angela Greer.
Okay,
Angela Greer.
Okay. Amen.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
God.
Merciful
mm-hmm.
God.
In Little Rock, Arkansas. I'm sorry. Little Rock,
yes.
Arkansas.
Okay. Okay.
Little Rock.
With
Angela
Pastor
Greer.
Ron. She's with Pastor
mm-hmm.
Ron. Pastor Ron Marshall. She's with him.
Mm-hmm.
But Father
Lord.
God. But Father
most
God. Oh,
merciful.
Father God.
Oh, yes,
but
Master.
Father God.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
God.
Oh, but Oba Shanda. Oh, but Father God, there's no sickness. Oba Shanda. The Bible says,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. No
sickness under. Hallelujah.
Yes, Master.
Under death. Hallelujah.
And no disease
Master.
That God can heal.
Have your
there's
way.
No,
amen.
And no
oh, God.
God
do
heal.
It, Lord. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. Do it, yes, Lord. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord.
Thank you.
Do it, Lord.
Be so kind too. When you do your solemn assembly fast, just remember her name. Whether it be an hour, whether it be 30 minutes, whether it be 10 minutes, just remember
Lord
to call her name. And may the grace of our Lord and Savior give peace to the body.
Hallelujah.
And peace to the mind.
Lord, line it up,
mind.
Master. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you do miracles
you.
Great, Master.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank
you
do
you.
Miracles
you do.
Great, Lord.
Yes.
Ooh, glory.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
We're looking for a miracle.
Yes.
We're looking for a miracle.
Yes.
We're expecting a miracle because you're a miracle worker. Glory to God.
Oh, yes.
Is there anything too hard for God?
Oh,
he
loves
his name.
Nothing is too hard, man.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
You open blinded eyes. Ooh, glory.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You cause the lame to walk. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You made the crooked road straight. Hallelujah. Bless his name. Let me leave that thing alone. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord.
Do
that's all I can say is do it, Lord. Just
do it.
Do what you do best.
Yes.
Show yourself.
Yes.
Show who's in control.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Miss Angela Greer. Well, we're going to, I'm going to bombard heaven on behalf of her. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Yes,
wave your hands. Put your hands toward heaven, towards her.
Yes, Lord.
Let it be done in his name.
Yes, Lord.
In the precious name of
Lord.
You've healed the blind. You've made people walk.
Mm-hmm.
If you can raise a dead, you can sure take
that's
the
right, he did. He can do it.
Greer's body.
Yes.
You can take
it away.
Yes, Lord.
Line
it
up, Master.
Lord, take it away from
me. Line it up, Master.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. If you find anything that's not right, take it away.
Take it out.
Yes,
Lord. Do it,
wave
Lord.
Your hands over her body. Wave your hands over her body. Let it be done in Jesus' precious name.
Thank you in advance. God said it. I believe it. I want you to thank you so much.
I wanted also to call my daughter's name, Dr. Christy Ikane. She is en route to the state from Dubai, and her her dad's wife died also of cancer, young lady, too.
Oh, my Lord. Just yesterday.
But I just know that, you know, the will of the Father be done. And I just know that he said it in his own words, you know, plain and simple that, you know, I am the God that healeth thee, and I am
working.
He said, behold, I am. Behold, I am. Is there anything too hard for God? 32 Jeremiah 7 says nothing too hard for God. And so I just ask that you lift them up and let them know that you know. Jesus, you just bless his name. It's what you do.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
And thank you so much. God bless you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes. Amen. And we have another listener on the line. The last four, 2642. Thank you for joining us this evening. I don't know if you want to say anything. Tell us who you are and where you're calling from if you want to, or you can just say you're just listening. Last four, 2642.
Yes, I'm calling from Las Vegas, Nevada, and I just want to say it was a true blessing. The word
bless
was a blessing, and I just thank God for the true word going out over the airwaves like this and the opportunity to listen in on this evening. So thank you, and God bless you. Thank you for that message.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you so
much.
Amen.
Thank you. You never know how far things go out until you ask somebody where they're calling from. So I just really appreciate people, no matter where you're calling from. We have Little Rock on the line. We have Yakima on the line. We have Tampa on the line. So you never know who's listening and who's out in
thank
the background
listening.
They may not be online, but I just want to thank each and every one of you for joining and calling in and just, you know, taking the time out of your day just to listen to what is said on Blog Talk Radio, Let's Do It Radio. And, you know, I'm here, you know, here trying to do what was asked of me. You know, it was given to me.
Amen.
So I've been blessed with this, I won't say the task, yes, but, you know, just keeping this alive. And in October,
yes,
I'm sorry, in December, we'd like to do a memorial for Sharon Salisbury Frazier, and hopefully I'll be going out to the Yakima area to do a memorial for her, and we'd like to do it live. So if anybody out there who's listening wants to be on program, please contact me at Let's Do It Radio at gmail.com so we can put a program together for her. And she was the creator, the starter, the person,
yes,
who
yes,
initiated Blog Talk Radio. So in her memorial,
well,
we'd like to at least honor her for, you know,
yeah,
for doing this.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, appreciate everybody still hanging in there with me and, you know, not giving up,
yes,
on me, and, you know, just being able to
yes, Lord,
shed the light, share the light,
yes,
and what,
Lord,
have you. As a matter of fact, on last Thursday, we had breast cancer awareness, and we had some survivors. We had quite a few survivors on the line. So
yes,
if anybody out there is a breast cancer survivor, bless you, bless you, bless you. A lot of ladies told their,
yes,
stories, and it was through the Sisters Network, Inc., and you can,
yes,
go to sistersnetworkinc.org if you feel like you're alone, if you need assistance, if you need somebody to talk to, as this is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. But, I mean, breast cancer just doesn't happen in October. It happens all the time, not only to women,
right,
but to men as well. So please,
that's
please,
right,
please, if you feel that little lump, bump, you know, whatever you feel in your chest,
yes,
go get it. Please go check it.
Please.
Because you never know.
Don't ignore
it. Don't ignore it. Some people, it's rapid. One of the ladies who spoke said it started one day, and then the next few weeks, it rapidly progressed. And so,
yes,
and that was like an inflammatory breast cancer, and really,
wow,
rapid. And so please, ladies and men, don't count, you know, don't, that's why I said, don't be afraid to go get checked. It may be the one,
yes,
thing that saves your life. It may be the one thing, as, hear me out, the one thing that saves your life. And they keep
my
you
God
here as to get started early, early detection. I'm not trying to preach to the choir. I just want you all,
yes,
to stay alive and stay here a little bit longer.
Yes,
and,
Lord,
you
amen
know, so please, please, please check out the Sisters Network, Inc.org, O-R-G. They were, I had at least 20 callers on the line on Thursday night. Not five, not
amen
six, but 10.
Praise,
I mean,
Lord,
20, excuse me, 20. 20 callers,
yes,
on the line, and, you know, who told their stories and stuff. And I said, hey, these 3 hours are for you. I don't care how long we're here. These 3 hours are for you to get the word out, because we need to,
yes,
let,
yes,
people know. Please, you know, check yourself. You know, I said, check,
yes,
your mams. You know, everybody, you know, squeeze them, touch them. You know, if something feels out of place, feels funny, go,
yes,
get,
Lord,
it checked, because you may
get
be the first line of defense to your own defense. So please, I'm,
yes,
not,
Lord,
I just want people to know, so please go out there. And there's a chapter near you, a lot in the South. They don't have anything in the Northwest yet. But it was so funny because I was where I work, I was talking to someone, and they said, oh, yeah, I know Sisters Networking, because I am part of it. And it's like, oh, my gosh. I said, we just had a blog talk on Thursday night. So God is good. And in confirmation,
yes,
so please, everyone, in the sound of my voice, and share this, share that, share everything. SistersNetworkInc.org. Okay, if,
yes,
you're afraid, please contact them. They have a nice website that tells you about detection. It tells you about the percentage,
mm-hmm,
especially in us. I don't know, black women, black men, it's higher because we are afraid, so we die more. Because we're afraid to go get,
yes,
we'll find out the unknown. So please don't be afraid.
Yes.
Please do not be afraid. You know, I'd rather have,
amen,
you safe than sorry. So please,
amen,
please, please. But anyway, so, but I want to thank Pastor Pride for that wonderful message.
Amen.
Jeremiah answering the call taken from the first chapter of Jeremiah. You know, everybody who joined us this evening, thank you, thank you, thank you. And if you missed any of our episodes, like the one on last Thursday, just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Let's Do a Radio. We've had some good relationship shows. We've had some just good Bible study. We've had some good church, C-H-U-C-H, yes, church, because the R, you are missing, ha, 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 ha. But anyway, so go out there and you can listen to them on demand. So, you know, go out there. And now we're going to have announcements and offering, if you want to be so kind to do that. On November the 1st, it's going to be me. Miss Inez says, let's talk about it. And I believe we're going to be talking about toxic relationships, okay? Toxic relationships. And so that's between men, women, people, friends, everything. It just doesn't have to be a relationship between a man and a woman. It could be a relationship between a mother and a father, a mother and a son, a mother and a daughter, and so on and so forth. So that's what we're going to talk about on Tuesday and Thursday. It's going to be, let's talk about it. And I don't know if Sergeant Parks is going to be with us. He hasn't contacted me, so I'm just going to be a placeholder until he does come back because he has been busy. But I do miss Sergeant Parks, and he is also out of Yakima. And is Sergeant Parks keeping it real? And these times are all at the same time, at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. And then again on November the 8th, don't forget to vote. Please do not forget to vote in these times because, hey, it's getting ugly out there. Senator Pelosi, as you say, husband got attacked. I didn't know that until it was mentioned. It's like, oh, my goodness. You know, people are getting, quote, unquote, crazy because they don't like this person. They don't like that person. They don't like what this person said or what have you. So please get out and vote. I'm not going to tell you who to vote for because that's your choice. But whatever you do, please vote and vote your conscience. And also that night it's going to be Miss Inez says, let's talk about it. Don't know what we're going to talk about yet, but we'll find out something. And then I had been talking about Women on Fire Conference, the Raw Power Ministry, which was going to be held November 12th and 13th. That's been postponed until March. And that's going to be held in Pine Bluff, Arkansas. So hopefully I'll get more information before that time comes. But that is the November's 12th and 13th Women on Fire Conference, brought to you by Raw Power Ministry, and they said that's going to be postponed until March. So, you know, it's not just for women either. The men, there were going to be some men out there speaking. So, you know, just because I say the women on fire, you know, the men fire us up too. We fire each other up. So don't neglect, you know, the other quote-unquote sex, you know, just because, you know, it says women on fire. A lot of times we're on fire because our husbands, our loved ones, our men in our lives and whatever, you know, fire us up and get us going, get us all pumped up. So, you know, ignite that fire and you know, just give somebody some love, you know, and just get them excited about even being here still. So, and then also Reverend Ronnie Marshall is going to be coming out with a new album around the Christmas time, so stay tuned for that. It'll be a nice stocking stuffer for Christmas, and now it's offering time. So those of you who are out there who want to see Let's Do a Radio stay on the air, please donate to Cash App, $ANAISEVALCOUR, or Venmo, and that's the @MZ-INEZ. Or if you know my telephone number, you can do it through Zelle. Or if you want more information, you can send a check as well. So we're also open to sponsorships. So if anybody wants to sponsor Let's Do It Radio, I'd be more than happy for you to sponsor or get together and say, hey, we as a ministry want to sponsor, you know, maybe a golf team wants to sponsor. Somebody may want to sponsor 1 month. Somebody may want to sponsor the next month. But, you know, talk amongst yourselves, those of you who are out there.
Amen.
You could send me an email to letsdoitradio@gmail.com. And again, I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in, joining us, clicking on the link that I gave you, which was wrong. But you know who I am. You can always call us at 845-241-9985, the night of the show. And listen, even if you don't want to say anything, you could be a live listener. You can, you know, I won't say be a breather, you know, a heavy breather, but, you know, just it's just nice to know that somebody is out there listening, and or you could join us in the chat room as well. So sometimes you don't have to be online on the air. You can be in the chat room or just listen on the laptop while you're maybe in the shower, taking a nice bath, you know, having dinner. And I may start putting some, reading some books online for the children. So stay tuned for that. So I got to get my reading voice together so I can have some black stories out there for kids and what have you. So there's a lot of them out there. And if you have a book that you'd like for me to read online, let me know. Send it to me or what have you. Or like I said, send an email to me at letsdoaradio@gmail.com and we could discuss it.
Yes.
I will read stories. I'll read, you know, enlightening stories, romantic stories, frightening stories. Hey, you know, we all love to listen, and sometimes we don't have anything else to do. So as Reverend, Pastor Pride said, you know, if we only have radio, that's all we had a long time ago. Yes, no, maybe so. And sometimes that's all people have. They don't want to watch TV. They don't want to watch the violence. They just want to hear somebody. And you know, sometimes some people who come on the show have a nice, calming voice like Dr. Lula, like Reverend Carolyn, Pastor Pride.
Yeah.
You know, just a nice, calm voice, listening. It's a listening. It's a body, because a lot of times, I know I may sound like I'm preaching, but that's the only person or the only contact some people have out there. Maybe the other end of a telephone. Maybe the only thing on their laptop, their Kindle, their iPad, their tablet. You know, and they may not want to see anybody, but news as bad as it's getting. So they just want to listen. Sometimes it's good to just listen. And some people call in just to listen. You know, they'll put themselves on mute and do stuff in the background and listen. And so you all are more than welcome to, you know, send me topics as well. If there's something that you want us to bring up, dig up, you know, discuss, converse about, send me email. letsdoaradio@gmail.com and get it off your chest, because there's a lot of people out there who are thinking about committing suicide. We don't want you to commit suicide.
Yes, Lord.
We want to talk to you before you think about doing anything like that. So let us be that line that, you know, can give a cheerful word to you, can make you smile, laugh, giggle. You know, it's like you never know who's out there hurting, you know, so please, who's wounded, abused, and so please, please, please send an email saying, "Miss Inez, I just need somebody to talk to." And I'll either you need to talk to me, or I'll reach out to somebody and say, "Hey, we have somebody who needs, you know," I'll get the suicide line. I'll do anything just to keep you here on earth another day, another hour, another minute, another second.
Yes.
So please, before you do anything drastic, crazy, please reach out to us. Well, if nobody has, Reverend, do you have anything to say before we close
I
out?
I want to say
I'm in, sorry, Pastor, go ahead.
Pardon?
Go ahead.
Yes, I've enjoyed this evening. I've enjoyed the spirit that I have felt. And I just want to encourage everyone at this time, at this hour, at this minute, let's keep our eyes on Jesus.
Yes, thank you, thank you, thank you. Anybody else have any closing remarks before I close out? Going once, going twice, going three times.
My check is in the mail. I sent it a couple of days ago, so you see that.
All right, thank you, thank you, thank you. I appreciate that. You heard him. His check is in the mail. It's Friday night, and I got paid. Hey, thank you, sir. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Pastor Fried. I appreciate that. So if there's nothing else, this has been a wonderful evening. I appreciate each and every one of you for joining and tuning in and just being here. I have been your hostess for the evening, Miss Inez, CEO and fashion designer of Anaisaku Designs at www.anaisacour.com. You can find me on Facebook and Instagram as well under Anais Daku. And as we close our eyes and bow our heads, we'll let Pastor Pride close us out in prayer. Raise your hand to him and give him love. Amen.
Thank you, Lord God. As we approach tomorrow, it's Halloween, where a lot of ones are out, will be out and about all over the place. And I can remember as a boy growing up, they would give us cookies, homemade pies, homemade.
People done. The good old days.
You could get those things and you could take them and it was all good. Now you just don't know what to get when you go to people's house for whatever reason, especially during this Halloween season. I pray that as ones get out and about tomorrow, that every child will be covered by the blood of Jesus. And that no hurt will come upon anyone, even as they go back and forth up and down the streets of this nation and throughout the world, that no hurt, harm, or danger of any kind, whether it be of any kind, buying any kind of spirit that's not of giving and love. We bind that spirit throughout the world. Father, thank you for this time tonight you've given us. Father, you've just been good to me. This is my second sermon today, and I'm ready for another one, which I'll probably preach tonight. Father, thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, God, to have your way, and as we prepare for Sister Frazier's gathering, memorial, what have you, we pray that one would just get on board with that, and we just thank you in advance for what you've done. Everything has been said tonight to the glory of God. We thank you, O God, for you said these signs shall follow them that are believers in your name. Every voice that I've heard tonight, we pray a special blessing upon them, the young lady on the nursing home with the on the hospital situation. You healed me one day. You did heal me 30 years ago. I am healed. And to God, you all that you've done. Others that are coming on, maybe ones tonight that didn't call in but had a desire, but let them call in for other things that the radio is offering.
Yes.
Thank you, Father. Thank you for that. Thank you for all the financial needs that we would have, oh God. Open up the windows of heaven and pour us our blessings. Father, thank you. And we give you the praise. Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God be with you till we meet again.
God be with you till we meet again.
Yes.
By his counsel's guide uphold you. God be with you till we meet again, till we meet, till we meet, till we meet at Jesus' feet, till we meet.
Sing it, Ella.
God be with you till we meet again.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Stay safe. Amen. God bless you all. Amen.
Thank you.
Night.